Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, PeopleStack family, and welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I am Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack. I am a career coach for tech managers. We help tech managers to build your dream careers. The topic of the week is moving up. The only way to go is up. Getting to that next level, getting to that next foothold, climbing the ladder as a technical leader. And on the last episode, I talked about that, those footholds, those anchor points, and that it gets to a point where in order to move up, you need to take a blind leap. It's the rock climbing metaphor that one of our clients gave to us, that you've been moving up, and you can see the anchor points and it's all comfortable, but you get to the point in your career where in order to move up, you have to hang on to an anchor point that's blind. And it does mean taking that leap of faith. So I talked about in the last episode how to make that leap of faith, and really just make sure you don't do it alone. Make sure you have experts along with you so that you don't take unnecessary risk, so that you can have more fun with it, so you can know what's going to happen, so you can train for it. So that when it's time to take that leap of faith, you are so ready. You are so, so ready. On this episode, I want to talk about fear. Fear is everything. Fear is at the root of why you are not achieving your goals. It is at the root of why you have not been able to get where you wanted to in life. It's at the root of why you're not higher up on the technical leadership ladder. It's at the root of everything. And I can say this with so much certainty, not only from personal experience, but also from having the experience of coaching hundreds, thousands, if you count the single conversations that I've had with many people, whether it's technical managers, whether it's my friends, whether it's students, and over the course of my 25-year career as a coach, as a mentor, as a trainer, as an educator, fear is at the root of why you're not winning. Fear is at the root of why you're not winning. I don't just say it because of my personal experience and my experience in watching others and helping others to do this, but also because when you read the stories, the biographies, the autobiographies, the history of some of the greatest people who have ever walked this planet, Amelia Earhart, John Rockefeller, Steve Jobs, when you read their stories, some of the war heroes, the business heroes, the sports heroes, when you read their stories, and when you read the stories of philosophers, ancient Greek philosophers, modern day philosophers, every single one of them, leadership heroes, leadership philosophers, every single one of them talks about fear and overcoming fear. I'm reading The Obstacle Is the Way right now. Highly recommend it by Ryan Holiday. It's basically taking the ancient Greek philosophy of of Stoicism and translating it into modern day. I highly recommend that you read it. And if you've already read it, I highly recommend that you read it again. Fear is at the root of why we're not winning. If we take a look at this from a career perspective, we see this time and time and time again. Let's say you're on the job market. Or actually, let's take a step back from that. Let's say you're in a situation at work where it sucks. Day in, day out, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And you're tearing your hair out, trying to make it better, trying to establish a better relationship with your boss, trying to get other people to listen to you, trying to navigate a toxic culture, trying to navigate a culture where there's just this insidious rudeness, insidious evil competition, insidious discrimination, whatever it might be that you're dealing with. Or it's simply you're insidiously not getting recognized. This lack of recognition. And it can be, it really is insidious, the lack of recognition, because it's a lot of times it's not just straightforward. Like, hey, boss, can I have that raise? No, you don't deserve recognition. It doesn't usually go that way, although it can. It's subtle, but harmful. Hey, boss, can I have that raise? Oh, yeah, love to have that conversation. And then he gives you the runaround again and again and again and gives you all the reasons why he wants to give it to you, but they can't right now. But I promise it's going to happen in the future. I promise it's going to happen. They string you along, string you along, string you along, and they don't even realize they're stringing you along. So you're in a culture like that, or whatever other kind of situation that you're in, you're like, I want to leave. I want to leave. I really should leave. But there's something that's keeping you there. Maybe it's your team. Maybe it's your commitment to this organization, your emotional commitment to it, your sense of duty and honor is keeping you there. But for whatever reason, you're staying and you haven't made the decision to leave, or you don't know how to go on the job market. You don't want to lose on the job market. You can't bring yourself to make the defiant 100% decision to say, I am on the job market. Hell yeah, I am. And I'm out there and I'm looking for a new job. You can't bring yourself to do that. Even in just this one example, I know it's a specific example, but I also know that it's an example that is going to resonate with a lot of you because you're either living that right now, you have lived it, or you see yourself living it in the future. At the root of why you haven't left yet is fear. Fear of having the tough conversation. Fear of the future. Fear of what are they going to say. Fear of the unknown. You may not call it fear, but here's the thing. You might call it uncertainty. You might call it doubt or overwhelm or worry or anxiety. I'm feeling very anxious. I can't go on the job market. It feels really anxious, right? I'm anxious about it. I'm overwhelmed by it. I worry about it. I worry about what would happen if I went on the job market and I didn't win and I didn't know how to do it and a whole bunch of people just kept telling me no. I'm worried about that. All of that is fear. It's all rooted in fear. Every single negative emotion that we feel traces back to fear. Our fear of the unknown, our fear of not being loved, our fear of not being enough, of not doing enough. I promise you that is at the root of all of your struggles. And the moment that you realize that, is the moment you can break free of it. The moment that you realize all it is fear. That's it. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Such a powerful quote, such a powerful sentiment. And I want you to have that resonate in an even deeper level today. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. It's the meaning that we give to fear. It's what we make the fear mean that causes us the struggle, that causes us the heartache, that causes us to not win. We hear people say a lot, I want to go on the job market, but I don't know how. I don't have a system. I don't have a strategy around that. That's fear. That's fear. And what can happen is you let that fear take over instead of the objective truth which is I don't have the strategy. Here's what I mean by that. So what can happen is, oh, I want to go on the job market, but I don't know how. I don't have a strategy. I don't know how to network. I'm terrible at networking, interviewing. I think I'm okay at interviewing, but what if I don't get any interviews? What if I don't get any callbacks and salary negotiation? I don't even know where to begin with that. I'm just not sure. Oh God, I'm so worried about this. This is going to be so overwhelming. There's so much uncertainty if I dive into the job market. Like, I can't control. Oh my God, there's so much that I can't control. I'm so anxious about this. I can't do this. There's no way that I can do this. There's no way that I'll be able to jump into this unknown. I'm just too worried. God, I'm just too scared to do it. I'm not good enough at it anyway. And everybody's just going to end up saying no. And I'm just going to end up being more stressed out going on the job market because it's just going to, I'm going to just totally drive myself crazy and totally drive my family crazy for this. No, I can't do it. I'm not going to go on the job market. It's not worth it. I'm just going to stay in my shitty job. Raise your virtual hand if this has ever happened to you. It's happened to the best of us. And that's the one thing I want to make clear. I'm here to shine a light on what we all go through so that we can then overcome it and make sure that it doesn't empower us anymore, that fear doesn't have power over us. So you see what happened right there is that you made this objective truth, which is I don't have a strategy around going on the job market. And the fear took over, the doubt took over, the uncertainty, the overwhelm, the worry took over. Because you made it mean that you weren't enough. You made it mean that you can't do this, that you're not capable. When the objective truth, the objective judgment here is, I simply don't have a strategy. That's it. Get one. The same thing happens, by the way, with kids. And we can notice this in kids, and this is why we can relate to kids, because we were kids one day too. And why, especially when it's the simpler challenges that we've overcome over and over again, why we can help kids to overcome that challenge. It happens all the time. We have an 11-year-old, and our mantra with him is solve the problem, buddy. Solve the problem. Whether it's he can't open the jar of Sun Butter, right? So he has a peanut allergy. We use Sun Butter instead. It's not quite the same, but it's good enough. Just a little tip there. So he's trying to open the jar of Sun Butter, and he just can't do it. And we're not the parents who are just going to swoop in and do it for him. Mm-mm, no. And he'll start to get aggravated, and he'll start to get, I can't open it. I can't do it. And he'll start to get frustrated with it. We say, hey, buddy, what's the problem? Oh, I can't do it. I'm so frustrated. Like, I hear you. I get it. I understand. You really want that Sun Butter. Have a little laugh about it, right? It's like, what's the real problem? I can't open it. I don't know how to open it. It's like, okay, great problem to solve. Solve it. What would make it easier to open? right? So that's when the emotion, you can let the emotion wash over you. And then it's like, okay, I got a problem to solve now. Many of you out there are engineers, are technicians, are geeks, right? You have some form of problem-solving expertise. I know how to solve a problem. Let's do this. So you get what you need. Oh, okay, so that it hurts your hand a little bit? Okay, go and get a dish towel. Oh, wow, that worked. When if he stayed in overwhelm and he stayed in that frustration, which is fear, by the way, fear that he's not going to be able to open it. Right? It's rooted in fear. It's fear that he's not good enough to open this bottle, this can. You can get over, and you make it mean so many things. Oh my God, I'm not strong. I'm so weak. Oh, all the kids are stronger than me. Right? We go there. And that's okay. And you let it wash over you. That's okay. And then you get back to solving the problem, which is, I don't know how to open this. It's hurting my hand too much. Go fix it. Solve the problem. Take the same perspective in your career. Same thing is true if you deserve a raise, if you deserve that promotion. Fear is what's keeping you from having that conversation. That's at the root of it. You're scared about what your boss is going to say. You're scared that you're going to come off like a self-righteous asshole. Like someone who's just in it for the money. You're scared of like really destroying the relationships that you've built with people by asking for more money. You're scared that they're not going to like you anymore. You're scared that you're not good enough for it. That's at the root of it. What I'm asking you to do, what I'm inviting you to do, what I'm challenging you to do is a two-step process here. Number one, Acknowledge the fear. The day, the moment you realize that it's just fear getting in the way is the moment you can break free of it. Acknowledge it. Feel it. That's step one. And then step two, solve the problem. Solve the objective problem. One of the things that we've been able to help our clients to do and why they're kicking ass and taking names in their tech careers is because it's not that they don't get scared. It's that they don't let that fear control them. And they're able to move on to step two extremely quickly. All right, I'm scared. Got it. All right, let's solve the problem. They're not mutually exclusive. So in other words, especially if it's a big problem, you're gonna feel fear while you're solving the problem, right? A lot of people make the fear wrong. Like, I can't be feeling fear. I shouldn't be feeling fear. And there's no way that I'm gonna be able to solve the problem without that. Or it could be that, right? Or that there's no way that I'm going to solve the problem with the fear. It actually could go either way. I've seen it happen both ways, actually, now that I've slipped there a little bit, right? So like sometimes people say, there's no way that I can solve this problem without the fear. I need the fear in order to solve the problem so that I can think of the worst case scenarios, so that I can overplan. And it's like, I need to feel this fear. I don't want to let go of this fear. And you hold on to the fear so tightly that you end up not being objective about it. But what can also happen is that you think that you shouldn't be feeling fear at all. And it's like, no, I can't feel this fear. I have to go away fear, go away fear. When you do it right, especially when it's reaching for big goals and big dreams, there's still a little bit of that fear, not an overwhelming amount, not in a way that's going to keep you from thinking objectively. There's still going to be a little bit of that. You're going to let it wash over you, and then simultaneously, you're going to solve the problem. Solve the problem. Objectively, in your career right now, what's the problem? I want you to acknowledge the fear, the uncertainty, the doubt, the overwhelm, the worry, the anxiety, whatever it else is causing you, the frustration, the sadness, whatever else it's causing you. I want you to acknowledge it. I want you to then put your hand on your heart and say, what's the real problem? What's the real problem here? Speaking of the root of all problems, fear is at the root of all your problems, is at the root of why you're not winning. If we tear that away and look at it objectively, the reason you're not winning is because you don't know how. You don't know how. You're smart. You're intelligent. Two different kinds of smart. You're smart and intelligent and wise. Three different kinds of smart. You're motivated. You're awesome. You're badass. If you knew how to win in your career right now, you would have figured it out already. You don't know how. You don't know how. That's the root. You don't know how to win on the job market. You don't know how to get that promotion. You don't know how to climb the tech career ladder, the leadership ladder, without burning yourself out working 80-hour weeks. You don't know how to make this work. Acknowledge that and say, how do I solve the problem? And that's what we're here for. But I want to make this clear that we can't help everyone. For the people who want to stay stuck in fear and argue that their fear is right, that their doubt is right, that their worry is right, that their constant worst case scenario planning is right, we can't help you. This is not for you. We also can't help you if you're not willing to take a look in the mirror and say, yeah, I'm scared and I don't know how and I need help. If you look in the mirror and you say, I'm doing everything I can, I'm not wrong. If you want to just keep being right, if you are not willing to admit that you don't know how to win in your career, if you want to stay stuck and you want to stay in that world and in that story of I'm doing everything I can and there's no way anybody can help me, then we can't. Then we can't. So it's not for those people. Who this is for is for you if you're willing to take a look at the mirror and say, I'm scared and I don't know how to upgrade my career and I need help. If you are so committed to doing it that you are willing to stretch the boundaries of your comfort zone, you're willing to look fear in the face and say, not today. I'm not going to stumble you. I'm not going to be crippled around you today. If you're willing to do what you haven't done before, because that's the only way you're going to create results you haven't achieved before. If that's you and you know that you don't know how to win in your career, then we can help you. Then we can start with a conversation and start with that conversation by booking a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. A lot of people ask, will this work for me? I don't know. I'm not sure if it's going to work for me. I know that it's worked for all the other PeopleStack clients, but I just don't know. If you're willing to be committed and resourceful and coachable and look fear in the face and admit that you don't know how and learn how, if you're willing to do that, then it just might work for you. And the only way to find out for sure with certainty, so much certainty that the fear is going to cripple in the face of it. The only way to know if this will work for you is to book a call with us. I can't read minds. I can't tell the future. I can't just have a quick Facebook or LinkedIn or Slack conversation with you and determine whether or not we can help you. It doesn't work that way. It requires a conversation. Just like upgrading your career, getting that raise, landing that bonus, landing that new job requires conversations. It's all about a series of conversations. The first one is going to be that conversation between you and my team to determine if we can help you. To book that call, it's thepeoplestack.com/book. And on that call, you're going to get absolute clarity around what's not working in your career right now. You're also going to get absolute clarity around where you want to go and what dream you want to build. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you, then we're going to craft a custom tailored solution for you. We're going to talk about all the details of what it would look like to work together, including the financial and the time investment. If we're not confident that we can help you right now, we're going to give you a series of action steps so that you can get ready. And then we talk again. You take those action steps to get ready. Sometimes you need more clarity. Sometimes you need more time to reflect on it. Sometimes you need more time to talk with your family about it. Sometimes you need more time just because you need more time. And you're just not there yet. You're not ready to take a look in the mirror. We will give you exercises, resources, so that you can take that look in the mirror and get that clarity so that you are ready. And then we talk again. As long as you show up coachable, as long as you show up ready to get to the truth about what it's going to take to build your dream career, about what it's going to take to overcome that fear, to acknowledge it and then move on for it so that you can make that objective judgment of this is what's not working and here's how I'm going to solve it. If you're willing to have that conversation and show up that way, it's going to be the most clarifying and valuable career conversation that you have ever had. And I say this because I have absolute certainty in my team and confidence in my team. They are world-class. We've had thousands of these conversations. We practice them all the time. We're there for you. We get you. We got you. The other reason that I'm certain is because you're showing up. And I know that you're not going to show up for that call and that you're not going to waste your time, because time is valuable. More valuable than money. You're not going to book that 60-minute call and just show up like, yeah, gee, I don't know. What do you got? I know you're not going to show up that way. You're going to show up ready to tell the truth around what's not working in your career right now and what the consequences are and why you absolutely need to solve them right now. That's why it's going to be a valuable conversation, because you're going to show up as a superhero, and so is my team. That's what it takes. So book that call, thoughtpeoplestack.com/book. Fear, my friends, it is at the root of why you're not winning. It is at the root of why you're not winning in your career and in your life. And once you can learn to acknowledge that fear without letting it take over you, you are going to experience such a freedom, such a lightness, such a clarity that you will wonder how you lived with the weight of that fear before. And it's not easy to do. It doesn't happen in a day. It can take a moment to happen. And that's what I want to happen for all of you. Get the help that you need so that it can. That's all for now, folks. Take care. Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.